The residents of Lewisburg Square Apartments in the Tarrytown section of Gretna, an area that received no hurricane damage, are fighting an attempt by the owner of the complex to evict them from their homes. The management refused tenants' offers to pay rent for the months of September and October, but has now secured eviction orders against the tenants for non-payment of rent. Sonia Khan is a resident of Lewisburg Square.
Some ladies, the Spanish ladies, they tried to pay the rent and they took the key and leave a woman with four children and the other with two children in the street. I think this is against the law. I don't understand. They not try to help us.
Last night, one of the tenants received a visit from the Gretna Police Department, who threatened her with arrest for trying to organize the tenants and for speaking out publicly on the issue. Bertha Dugas.
Last night, they had a police here. They hassled with me. I don't know why or what, but I'm getting tired of this. I'm helping these people, but I can't take it no more because they hassle with me, hassling them all the time. I walk to my car, they look at me. You know, I don't like all this. And this stuff got to stop. I mean, we're poor. We're not rich like anybody, you know.
The Gretna Police Department gained international infamy after the hurricane when New Orleans citizens trying to escape the flooded streets of New Orleans tried to cross the Mississippi River Bridge into Gretna, but were pushed back into the flood by Gretna police, shooting live rounds over their heads. Bill Quigley is a local human rights attorney.
It's landlords like this that are going to give New Orleans a horrible name across this nation, because these folks who have suffered so badly with the hurricane, many people lost their jobs, they lost everything, and now landlords are violating the law and throwing people's stuff out without court orders, trying to intimidate people with the police, and this is a national scandal that is going to rival the leaving all the poor people behind at the time of the hurricane itself.
The justices of the peace for Jefferson and Orleans Parish have noted that their offices are being flooded with thousands of eviction requests from landlords in the area. Many tenants have still not returned home after the hurricane. Jenka Soderberg, Free Speech Radio News, New Orleans, Louisiana.